Are we podcasting?
I think so, but also, like, what are we wearing? Yeah, where did this come from?
Jen is wearing a very bougie Burberry that I'm sure she got used on some website.
Yeah.
And holding a mimosa in the weird way that she does, where it's like floating in the
air. Like I'm presenting it.
Like it's about to sit on her shoulder.
That's anybody want to come in and sponsor this show?
She always holds it like this forever. She'll just
It's just comfortable. I don't know what to do with my hand if it doesn't have a drink in it, Kristen.
Yeah, there you go. That's the truth. And then I'm wearing a $8 t-shirt and my daughter's hat because I barely made it here.
I love it. I do love the hat. Is it Eleanor's?
From Urban Outfitters.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, it doesn't look like something that you'd pick out, but I could see you being gifted that.
No, this is the day that she got to go into Urban Outfitters, and I was like, go to the sale rack. Don't even. And she went in, and she was like, Mom, what are these things that look like cucumbers and vibrate? Why do they have this aisle? And I was like, I'm not prepared.
Yeah.
I'm like, we'll talk about it later. Like, you don't, she's like, well, you had a real big reaction. I was
Thank God my daughter hates vegetables because she'll never inquire about
the
anything.
Cucumber, the vibrating cucumber.
I will. I just read this thing. It's not what we're going to talk about. Who knows? You guys, we have a plan.
We're going to do a follow-up, follow through.
We're not doing follow through this week. Yeah. No, that's going to come up. We should probably consult a specialist about that and then
this
get to it.
This doesn't tell you everything you need
I just
to know.
Read this thing that was saying that, like, with back-to-school purchases, 30 to 40% of Americans think they're going to have to put it on their credit card this year.
Oh, like, that's terrible.
It is. We were talking about this earlier today. The whole, like, the universe is so kind of weird right now.
Yeah.
And, like, I hadn't even thought about back to school, but it's like, yeah, Dash is kind of growing out of his clothes. Like, he's kind of had a couple spurts in the last year. I'm going to have to take him and get, and he's into big kid clothes. Nope, Cat and Jack from Target anymore for us because he's not fitting into them.
That's why I tell you, I'm so grateful for uniforms. Not that uniforms are cheap because whatever company that they sell, I'm like, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Where's the used bin? I'm like calling neighbors. I'm like, I see you went to Catholic school.
It's like you got a short senior. Yeah.
Like literally there was a dad down the road and he saw that Finn was going to go to Catholic school that his son went to and he brought over a bunch of clothes.
Oh,
and I was
right.
Like, in my head, I'm like, doing girl math, I'm like, just save like $300.
Then I buy myself a $300 present.
Yeah. And I do think the uniforms really help. I think everybody is feeling really squeezed right now financially. And everybody just feels uncertain. And it's such a terrible feeling. But I also think with a lot of things, we don't need to always buy new. Like, my husband's the king of that. But
And I have great conversations about, I tell him like, hey, there's a sample sale downtown.
Oh,
he's
my
like,
God.
Huh, well, where is it?
He has never, my husband does not care really about what he wears. He's got a good choice. Like it's all like golf pants and polos because that works for school and it works for, it's kind of a standard look.
It's the man uniform.
It's the man uniform. But Jen was telling him about a sample sale and I was like, I don't know how this is going to go. And he's like, wait a minute. So they have men's clothes and they're like at a discount, but you just got to go down there and like dig through stuff.
Yeah.
He's like, what if I take my truck? Can we just fill my truck full? And I'm like, this is not going the way I thought it would go.
I got him a pair of these like sort of maroon
Oh my
slacks.
God, he wore them until there was no crotch left.
I got them for like $5 or $10. They were great.
I have to tell you, we were going through family photos. You know how it's on like your smart TV? We were going through and I was like, oh, I love that outfit that Eleanor is wearing. That's what Jen got her. Oh, I love that outfit that she's wearing in school photos. Jen bought that for her. Oh, I love those maroon pants. Jen bought those for my husband. I'm like, I need to bring more to the table.
No,
like,
that's my love language, though. I don't have any other.
Well, Jen just brought me a bunch of clothes. We're going to do new photos.
Sorry, everybody.
New photos. And I think based on what I'm wearing today, all the help I can get is very, very encouraged.
Go see what she's wearing. I love it. It's good. She's got a good sense of fashion, you guys.
I thought you were saying good sense of humor.
And good sense of humor. They listen, but I'm saying go to YouTube. You can watch the video. We also want you to go rate, review, and subscribe.
That's right.
To the podcast, to our TikTok, to our Instagram, to our
Facebook.
Whatever
it is. Do you know my phone number?
Yeah. We're on Threads if you're just dipping your toe in that scene. So are we.
I have to say I really am excited because Jen and I, for this, I don't mean to bore anybody. Sometimes I bore people and I don't know that I'm boring people. And sometimes
I think we should talk about this because I was talking to a mom friend about it. And she was like, wow, I didn't think of that.
About the creating our content on Instagram.
Yeah.
So when we started doing I Mom So Hard videos, everybody was watching videos in the horizontal,
yeah.
which is where we were sitting in the playroom, old school Facebook videos that, you know, were the thing that we...
It was only YouTube or Facebook.
Only YouTube or Facebook. And Jen and I decided Facebook, go right to the crowd. We made no money on the videos. We'd be lucky if like two people watched our videos and then it turns out to be a few more.
Yeah.
But we were in the horizontal and we would make one video every week, a 5-minute video with like a cold open. We wrote the crap out of it. And then when COVID hit, everybody started to watch all their content in the vertical.
Yep.
Which literally cut us in half when we tried to move it into the vertical, if that makes sense.
I have a very large round face. And so it's hard to get two faces
in a vertical. I've got shoulders that are hard to contend with and I move a lot. That was really hard for us to figure it out. And then we met this guy named Bobby. He's awesome. And he has been able to sort of restructure some of our older videos into the vertical.
Yeah.
And so we're posting them right now. So they're all these OG videos. It's not going to be the only videos we do, but some of them have never been seen on Instagram. So we're having a really fun time seeing what new people are saying. And then, of course, our OG people that
who are
have
like,
been with
I
us,
love this
they're
one.
They're like, oh my God, I remember.
So supportive.
Yeah.
It's funny because I was talking to a mom friend of mine who she didn't know we did I Mom So Hard. She didn't know anything. She
How
was
dare
like, she goes, you know, my spin teacher posted this podcast clip and it was of you guys. And I was like, I know her. And so she goes, my husband and I went to your Instagram. We watched all your videos, but I've been doing like PTA with her for years and it just kind of never came up. She was like,
That's
I just
amazing.
Assumed you were a swimsuit model by how hot you are and all the, you
Speaking
know,
of, we put that one up and I was like, geez.
Oh, I know, but
bravery.
I was telling her how it's hard for us as moms to actually be moms, talk about being moms, but not like slack somewhere. So we have like in trying to be moms have not been able to post the content that most like TikTokers or influencers.
Well, the content demands are so crazy and we don't want to live like that. Like
fuck yeah,
you can't
we don't.
Like the average quote unquote content creator is posting 6 to 7 different pieces of video per day. And quite frankly, I don't want to see myself that much.
I don't talk to my husband that much per day.
I don't want to hold a phone that much. I don't want to see my own reflection that much. I don't want to hear my own voice so much. If I'm not sitting next to Jen, I'm like, what's the point of it all? Like,
honest to God, you listen to the podcast, you know I don't have anything to say.
I
don't have anything worthwhile that often to be posting.
But I'm like, how many times can you complain about the same thing?
Oh,
I
geez.
Really have no original thought left. I literally... I am a repeating. I'm sure you could go back 6 episodes and I'm having this conversation again. I'm like one of those old school records where you just take it off and then you put the other record on and it's
right.
Like,
I am too. I know. Have I told you this? Yes, you have. My husband and I, because we're at the polite phase of marriage, which is evidently 12 years in, where he, I swear to God, goes to tell me about a woman that he used to work with in the manner in which she quit. And like, she had one of those like burn the place down sort of quittings. And I'm like, he goes, I've told you this. Yeah. He goes, I can't stop. I'm like, okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Get it all out. Get it all out. You don't have anybody else to talk to. We're old.
I will start to say something. I'll sit down and something normal happens. Like if I grab a Diet Coke and sit down, my husband will go, gosh, you know what I love? There's nothing better than a Diet Coke at 2 p.m. on ice. And I will say to him, that's what I was going to say. And he'll go, I know.
Ooh.
He'll predict
what
I was about to say. And if he said, if I hear a certain song, like one particular Stevie Nicks song, every time it comes on, I go, ugh. I always, so I'm so predictable. I'm really very uninteresting. So I feel like right now with all these content demands, and also I just, like following what somebody else does. I'm like, I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to find the music and
I know.
Copy the thing.
I downloaded a video a couple of weeks ago and I was like, I have something to say about this, but I don't have the time to figure out how to say it.
I don't know where the buttons are. Meanwhile, my kids are like, they don't even have social media.
They wizard in there.
Let me do the thing. Let me do
the thing. I do think that's what's fun about doing the podcast is Kristen and I marvel all the time. We will call each other and this is a direct quote. I'm so sorry to bother you. I know you're on your way to a doctor's appointment because we share a calendar. I just needed to tell you something really quick before I forget. hold on, let me pull over. And then we have an hour and a half conversation. And we always marvel at how more keeps coming up that we need to talk to each other about that we haven't talked to each other about. And it's a major thing that we're like, oh my God, that exact same thing is happening in my house right now.
We have so much preamble. And then the very last conversation is like, hey, I'll go ahead and send you that thing that so-and-so sent us. And that's
that was all we needed to say.
That's all we needed to say.
But instead it was like, girl, my week.
Girl, my week.
Girl, like, my husband, vagina.
My vagina. We're writing our second book, which is very exciting. And in diving into this, the middle school conversation is like, there is an argument to be made that right now your kid is probably more academic than you
yes.
are. Every day they go to school, they're learning something new in math. They're learning something new in geography. They're learning how people are thinking. They're reading books. I mean, I'm not like at home popping open an old algebra book being like, God, I wonder if I still have it. You know, like they're actively learning, but we have been actively living. Therefore, we have wisdom, but they don't think that us being at home or having a home or living a
no,
life that,
there's no correlation
gives us any yeah. credibility.
No,
it's only the people at school.
I in the last week, and I'll give him credit for it, but it also is a double-edged sword. My son, I was like, can you please put together this little photo backdrop thing for Delilah's birthday? He couldn't do it, and I was looking at it. I'm like, man, is it missing a piece? Sat there and thought about it for a minute, and I was like, here's how it goes. We got the wrong ends. Okay. He goes, wow, Mom. That was really smart. But he says it in a way that he was shocked
yeah.
that I could do something that was smart.
Yeah.
Now, I appreciate being called smart. I don't like that it's surprising
it's
to
surprising
someone.
To him.
That's a fucking
because
punch in the jaw.
Because at this age, even a compliment is in some way
yes.
a bit of a dig.
It is. That's
you
what
know what I mean?
Mean?
They're always yeah. surprised. Like,
yeah.
Mom, whoa, that was big brain. Mom,
yeah.
serious. Meanwhile, my husband, he could like open a banana. My son is like, Yo, actually, like, you're cooking. Like, that's like...
Really?
Yeah, I'm like...
Damn it.
Not that great. No. Like, it's a banana.
My daughter questioned me. She's trying to grow out her bangs. We've all been
cute.
There. They do look cute, but it's because
she's
I'm like...
She's in the mid-range.
Let's get them cut the right way so that they grow out. Let's put a couple layers in here, which is something like our 80s Tough. Parents didn't do. They were like, you want to grow out your bangs? We're going to give you a hockey haircut, little girl.
Yeah.
Like,
also,
right
we
as
don't
you're
care
entering.
If you're growing out your bangs. If your hair is difficult for me, I'm going to cut it short.
I looked like I was the kid from Where the Red Fern Grows
yeah.
for years. I had freckles, this raggedy ass hair. I was filthy all the time. I'm like, was there no adult paying
no,
attention to
they
me
weren't.
Whatsoever?
They weren't.
I couldn't believe they let me go through that. So I take her, I get her bangs cut, and when she gets them cut, she goes, those little clips, you know?
That hold the hair
down? The trainers.
Yeah,
yeah, they're trainers for your hair, train your bangs. You sleep with the little clips in so they don't come out, and you
right.
don't look like the boy from Where the Red Fern
Sorry,
Grows when you go
you
to school.
How do you know that, Jen?
Because I have made the mistakes. I also listened to the woman. I listened
yes.
to the woman who said, put these in your hair.
But have you had hair for a very long time?
I've had hair my whole life,
and
Kristen.
Do you like doing your hair?
I do.
And
I enjoy
doing
my
your hair.
Hair. You know what, Kristen? I like doing it, and there have been a couple instances where you and I have been asked by brands to like represent
them.
Fucking company.
Yeah.
And I mentioned that to my daughter who said this, maybe they did it because they want you to say what not to do. And I was like, you need to go to your room before I lose my mind in a way I never have before.
Yeah.
With like, because it was so hurtful. It was hurtful. And I did tell her to go to bed. She was like, can you tuck me in? I go, no, you can go to bed and think about what you just said to me because
yeah.
it wasn't nice. Put her to bed, wake her up in the morning. And she was just tired. She's my kid. I'm the same way. I'm an asshole when I'm fucking tired.
Actually, you're not.
You're
so much more easygoing than I am. When I'm tired, I'm like a toddler.
Man, thank you for saying that. But I know, like, you get me up. I haven't had my coffee. I can't
Morning
cope.
Is different for you.
Morning's very different. So I get up in the morning and I was like, hey, I wanted to, what you said really did upset me last night because you knew saying it would hurt my feelings. And
yeah.
you have a choice. You can be nice. You can be mean. And you chose in that moment to be mean. And I'm your mom. Not
yeah.
cool. You know? But I said to Delilah the other day, I was like, hey, just so you know, I was telling her, like, we're getting ready to leave. I'm giving you a warning so that when I tell you to get off your game, you don't freak your shit out, okay? So we can, I'm like, it's the equivalent of, like, when they're babies and you're at the park and you're like, okay, pick 2 minutes. Yeah, you, like, count it down sort of so they're not, like, blindsided. She goes, what? What's happening? I go, we're getting ready to leave soon. I just want you to know. She goes, oh, I thought you were going to ask me to use the vacuum. Like, oh, that's ridiculous. That is ridiculous, child. That, and us vacuuming, that is a 5-minute job. That means take the Dyson and hit anywhere with visible dirt, okay? Yeah. We have hardwood floors.
Yeah, good
it's
luck.
Not like grab the Kirby that's 50 pounds, take it up and down the stairs like we had to do. Is this terrible parenting? But I do say to my kids,
this is why we don't do as much content. We're like, we can't show them. Like, yeah. This is, they'll never get a job. But we kind of like lead these horses to water. You know what I mean?
Mine too. I'm like, did you see somebody enter the room?
Yeah. No, they don't. They don't care about it.
Could be somebody with like an axe and a Jason Voorhees mask.
I'd have that than someone who's too interested in the adults, which I think is a weird thing about kids today is there is an expectation that they're sort of like equals in the room. And I just don't think that they are. Like, I don't want to hold a conversation with a 12-year-old much past how are you and how is school?
Like, I think it's
pleasantries.
I do think it depends on the kid. And I will say it's neither one of my kids.
I think that when a kid feels that they know how to hang with adults, there's something there that I don't like. I'm like, why are you sitting around with all of us? Like, go play with your buddies. There's something that's a little off to me. And I think that has to do with just the way I was raised and the era we were raised
it
in.
Is.
That like,
I think of my nephew as like that. He's always been, I've never, even when I like didn't have kids, I never found him annoying or anything.
That's not what I'm saying. Cause he's, but I don't think he was ever at a table like, I can't wait to share my story about my mortgage. Like,
oh God, no.
He's off doing his own thing. Like, I feel like most kids are like, but I don't want to hang with the adults. They're boring.
He was sweet, which he's still this way. If he doesn't know what you're talking about, he'll ask, which always feels good in a conversation when you're telling a story and somebody.
My kids will not.
No, mine won't either. So I'm saying they exist, but they are not my kids for sure. Because mine will be like, you could be telling me the, like, okay, so we're on this sinking boat and we barely made it off. So the Coast Guard, and my son would come up and be like, hey, I'm out of Minecraft bucks, so 100%. I need, like, he would railroad the conversation. He would not say, excuse me. He would just walk in and start talking
about
the thing.
We talk about that all the time. I'm like, respond to the last thing said.
Yeah.
Like, we literally just said there was a tragic accident with a boat that sunk. We're not going to Sephora to get any lip gloss that costs $30.
Yeah, I have seen you at the doctor's office with the headphones, raising your right and left hand, and they say you're fine. So how you walked into that conversation and could not hear an adult speaking blows my fucking mind. It makes me crazy.
It's a tricky balance between teaching manners and teaching your kid that, like, not everything is going to be compelling. Like, sometimes you just have to listen to someone talk about something a little less. I mean, listen, I got attention issues and I will soft focus so fast. I'll start to like wander off. But you do have to like, that's just social graces. I'm trying to teach my kids that because right now I'm like, are we just feral? Are my kids feral?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dave, I taught you nothing. I feel like we're regressing. Like, you don't even use full sentences anymore. Like, there's no, you should see the text messaging that happens. I will send the nicest text message and it is met with, literally, whatever a text message grunt is, that's what it's met with.
Yes.
You know, I want a little bit of grandeur, please.
Yeah, please. My daughter just today lost her iPad privileges.
Delilah.
Because I was like, Roxanne and Sheila are coming, and then Miss Sweeney's coming. We're going to do a podcast, put pants on, and brush your hair. Very minimum. Same request of my husband. Everybody in the house. Just here's our family minimums. I'm not asking you to, like, put on anything fancy. Yeah. Just be presentable so that people don't, A, think you're untaken care of.
Yeah.
Or just that you're, like, checking off the most minimal boxes.
Yeah. Pants.
I asked her this about four or five times.
She's like, I'm gonna Daffy Duck it.
The audacity of this child as I'm cleaning up the kitchen to walk in and go, hey, I'd like some pancakes for breakfast. And I'm like,
I'd like you to pants on.
You didn't brush your hair, did you? She goes, no.
I know she does have that look. She does that thing.
Like a lot of eyelashes.
Like eyelid.
Yeah.
I've seen Jen do it.
When she comes down and she tries to bargain with me to get her iPad back, which I'm like, not happening. And it's funny because Dash saw the whole exchange and he's like, no, you're right, Mom. Don't give it back to her. She earned this. I kind of needed the backup at the time because I was a little emotionally frail. So I was like, no iPad. She's like, what if I do this? What if I brush my hair? I'm like, you're fucking brushing your hair anyway. What do you mean if I brush my hair?
Mom, like, I will put on pants if you give me said iPad.
I can't.
This girl's hair is...
I can't. And she goes, you've ruined my day. And I go, how do you think this has affected my day? You think I'm happier now?
She's
because
like, Mom, I don't care.
Well, basically, that's what she said with her eye roll. Was, I don't care.
She does do this thing where she's got this like little girly thing. And I can see Jen doing it. And so when I see it, I shouldn't delight, but I do. Only because she's not being even snotty. She's just being flip. You know, it's flip.
I know where it came from. I invented everything that she's doing. Same. They learn from observation. I understand that I am trying to apply like thought and like patience and like parenting technique to my interactions with, which my parents did not do.
I think about
whatsoever.
That all the time. You want to know what
it
our
is
parents
burdensome.
Never had? Parenting books.
Never.
They never looked up one thing, nor did they ask. They just treated us like maybe we were bought at a fair.
Oh, they all
know.
Had a Dr. Spock they got at a baby shower.
Not mine. They had James Cameron or freaking, there was no reading. My mom thought she had it figured out, okay? It was like her way or the highway.
And I'm 100%. Trying. When I hear my daughter do these like snide things or have these responses, I hear myself. And I remember 100%. Like doing similar to like my mom and my dad. But I understand that is developmental and clearly a predictable part of development.
I take it very personally.
Across the board, 80s parents, they didn't do that. They weren't like, maybe there were a couple whose parents were like attorneys or psychiatrists or something like that. But
their
like
kids always ended up weird.
True, true.
And you know I think sometimes? Is I do think like, I wonder sometimes if like, because we do have so much access to information and we're always introspective and trying to do the right thing and trying to stop our own, you know, reaction to things that it becomes like, I always say it becomes like the menu at Cheesecake Factory. And there's so many options that you feel flooded with and overwhelmed with that, as opposed to like an In-N-Out menu, which has three options. And like, you just keep it simple and choose one of the three. Like you would understand yourself and forgive yourself more. Like there is just some times where I feel like a quick reaction to a kid being rude is no different than if we were in the bush and we were cavewomen and they had poisonous berries in their hand and we slapped it out of their hand. You know what I mean? Like, why do we always second guess ourselves?
Right.
And what we're doing is sort of course correcting their behavior so that they don't do that bullshit with other people. It's hard to trust to know when you're doing it the right way because you're hot.
I mean, you've seen that viral video of the gorilla like stacking the hay and the baby gorilla comes up and just like throws it.
And the mom goes,
the mom is just like, God, give me the patience. Like, I feel like I'm not going to take every moment and make it teachable. There are moments I'm going to be like, knock it off.
My
and
favorite word in parenting is knock it off.
Just bottom line.
It needs to be used more. Bottom line it. Knock it off.
But
like,
if
your tone, knock it off.
If I have the patience in me to make it a moment where I can go, you are not existing in a bubble and your bad behavior is affecting other people, I'm going to try and like take that moment because I don't know. Like my fear is I don't want to like label. I get upset when it's like you set out this personality in the course of a child early on when that isn't like their personality. It's just the phase that they're in, you know, like kids are difficult at times, but
that
I don't
doesn't mean that's who it's not imprinted on them as a human.
And I feel like my parents were quick to do that.
Yeah.
You're hard.
You're difficult.
Yeah. Oh, she's
hyper.
Stubborn or whatever.
Oh, man.
It is.
When I got pegged the word hyper, I knew.
It's hurtful. hurtful.
It was hurtful. And then I was diagnosed. And so I was hyper.
But that's
I
what am. We're trying to not do. We're trying to be better.
We're always trying. That's why we're podcasting about it. God. We spent the last hour talking about trying to be better parents again. This time would have been spent with a natural light and a cigarette if
it
was the 80s.
Me? I
we
know.
Would have been talking about the recent episode of Dallas and who we'd swap if we could.
Trying to be better is already better, guys.
If you are, we always say, if you are somebody that went out and bought a parenting book, you're already doing better than most people.
Yes.
Do you remember when we were doing the show at the West Side? We were testing new material, and it was for this show. And we did a mom bag, and that woman had a book in her bag that was like, how to be the best mom you can be or something. And it had like a workbook journal.
Oh my God.
And I was like, you're already better than,
yep.
The fact that the room is full of moms, those moms are trying. The fact that you've got a mom in there with a book, with a workbook, that mom is really trying. So
oh
like,
my God,
I
yes.
do think we're all doing our best and maybe we can just simplify things and give ourselves a break. So mentally we're not taking it on so heavily, you know, especially fucking middle school and high school, Jesus Christ.
Okay, I'll tell you, I'm going to make a weird segue conversation into a hot flash. All right, couple tragedies in the last few weeks.
I know. We're going to jump into this because we felt like we just can't do an episode and talk about what it was like being young without talking about these people.
So Ozzy Osbourne passed. Let me talk about that one first because in the weirdest way possible, Ozzy Osbourne was a father figure-ish kind of person to a lot of us. Like, Ozzy was never hot. He was never like Vince Neil where you were like, I don't know, do I find him attractive?
Yeah.
You were like, Ozzy is not a good-looking guy, but Ozzy is like a little bit naughty.
Yeah.
He's a family guy.
Yeah.
He takes care of his family. He's a good husband. He's a good dad. If you watched the series, you know, that was on MTV.
Oh my God, he's hilarious.
I loved him when I was a kid because I love everything dark and he's the Prince of Darkness. But I fell in love with him.
On
he's
that
a
show.
Family guy. He let his wife have 18,000 dogs. He let the kids run the house. He was like, he was a good dad.
Yeah, he was a good person. And he struggled a long time.
A long time. And I think he was misunderstood a lot. He was like vilified a lot. And he was
that broken sing opera. That's all you need to know.
I mean, there's a lot of like people from his time that were just misunderstood as artists.
Well, but it was also, that was what was great about him is they were so rebellious. And so our parents were so anti them.
Yes.
Like your parents were like, even like remotely Christian, Ozzy Osbourne was like, they wanted him to be the devil, you know?
Yes, yes.
But my parents were Catholic. Like, they were never like, you can't listen to Ozzy Osbourne, but they definitely felt like he was a bad influence. You
For
know what
sure,
I mean?
Yeah.
Which made it even more enticing. You were like, oh my God, you're like everything we're not supposed to want.
My dad was so into music. There was really kind of nothing that was off limits about music, but he was like, this is all showmanship. This is all selling albums. That's like, he kind of was like, you know,
this
giving
is how you
me,
do it.
Yeah. And I remember just recently reading something or listening to him on an interview where he was in Des Moines, Iowa, when he bit the head off the bat, which is where it was like, oh, it's all satanic bullshit, whatever it was. Somebody's bat had just died. That crazy person threw it on stage in Des Moines, Iowa, and he thought it was a fake bat because who throws their pet dead bat up anywhere,
who
right?
Who has a pet bat, you dumb? You want to talk the devil. It's the person with a fucking bat as a pet.
He grabs it, thinks it's going to be funny to bite the head off the stuffed bat, and is like, holy cow, it's a stuffed bat, or it's a real bat.
And I just bit the head off.
Everybody is managers and stuff backstage. Like, when he comes off sometimes, they're like, do you want to go to the hospital now? He's like, I can finish the show. This is what's going on in the backgrounds is this mass hysteria of, like, normal people who are like,
I'm taking care of this person.
Yes, this show went wrong. Like,
yeah, we did it wrong.
This presentation went wrong. And he had to get, like, rounds of shots for weeks.
Well, he's a little culpable there. Like, you could see something on the stage and not rip their head off with your mouth.
Well, he was definitely on something, but
listen,
he was a party guy. Nobody's
as
a villain for partying a lot. We've all been there, right? So
listen, I just didn't bite a head off of a bat, but there's a There's a couple of barbacks that I would say that I should.
You bit off more than you should.
More than I should.
I will tell you, I bit into a pomegranate to see that it was a pomegranate.
Is that a euphemism?
No, this is as literal as you can be. My friends moved into this house in West LA, and they were like, what kind of tree do you think this is? And I found a half-eaten thing on the ground, and they're like, the squirrels really like it. And I was like, what am I going to get from a squirrel? I can share. And everyone at this children's party was so horrified. But it was indeed a pomegranate tree, which...
Yeah, there's a lot of things about that story that I have a problem with. You know, and I'm somebody that
I see how you get caught up in a moment, Ozzy.
It's 100%. You do it for showmanship. We're really sad to hear that he passed. He also left like quite a legacy.
He did. And his dear wife loved him more than anything. We got to meet her.
She was awesome.
Adorable. She reminded us. She reminded me of my grandmother.
She's little.
Beautiful, tiny, fabulous, patient woman who stuck through him when he did have addiction and all of that. And he was a rock star, so God knows what else. They were a good family. Yeah, they were like a modern family. The kids are good. Our hearts go out to them.
Our hearts go out to them. And then I would be remiss if I didn't say that I was just heartbroken when I heard that Malcolm Jamal Warner passed away and that he drowned. And now they're showing all of the clips of when he was on The Cosby Show and like – the Gordon Gartrell shirt.
Oh, the shirt.
That is like one of the most popular trivia questions. Like, what is the name of the designer?
I didn't know that, but I remember the shirt. Somebody posted a picture of just the shirt, and I was like, it's
Gordon Gartrell.
Yeah.
And the joy that he brought. I know, like, you know, that show has been sullied by
bad behavior.
Bill Cosby. But that show, when I was growing up, was the thing that brought us as a family together, and we never missed an episode. I've never heard my dad laugh harder. Claire Huxtable, the whole Huxtable family was like literally how I thought what family should look like. And he was such a major part of that story. And then taken way too young, but left a lot of really good memories.
Pioneer.